Now, notice what's going to happen. Verse 3, Judas then, having received a band of men and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, cometh thither with lanterns and torches and weapons. And don't miss that. You remember that he said to them, Luke records this in Luke 22:52, Then Jesus said unto the chief priests and captains of the temple and the elders which were come to him, Be ye come out as against a thief with swords and staves. Now, how many came out? Well, a great company, we are told here, with a band of men. Well, how many was the band? Well, it signifies actually a detachment of Roman soldiers, which Pilate obviously had granted for the occasion. And the word means the tenth part of a legion, and it consisted, therefore, of approximately 500 men. Now, the critic, of course, as he's questioned everything else, he's questioned this. And Matthew says it was a great multitude. And here, the officers from the chief priests and Pharisees. And you remember that Luke made it very clear. The Lord Jesus says, Be ye come out as against a thief with swords and staves. Why did they bring this company? You know, there's one thing the crowd in that day knew and were impressed upon. He could perform a miracle. And they thought that they could take him with a great company of soldiers. And he therefore, you know, asked the question. And notice the dignity of our Lord in verse 4. Jesus therefore knoweth all things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, Whom seek ye? Notice the dignity of him. They're coming out, and he says to him, Who are you after? Why are you bringing all of these weapons? Well, those weapons, if he had not yielded himself, they would have been absolutely fruitless. They would have been worthless. They would have been of no avail had he wanted to defend himself. So we find here, Jesus knowing all things that should come upon him, he knew what was going to take place. He went forth and said unto them, Whom seek ye? Then, friends, I want you to notice something that you might pass over, and I wouldn't have you miss this for anything in the world. They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. And do you notice they do not accord him the dignity that belonged to him? They are not recognizing him as Simon Peter did, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. They said, We're looking for Jesus of Nazareth. And that is all right, because that's a name that is going to be above every name someday. And at that time, why, even those under the earth, even hell itself, will have to bow to even the name of Jesus of Nazareth. They'd never acknowledge him as being Christ, the Savior, the Son of the living God.